This is Kind World. I'm Erica Lance. Lauren Watson remembers being 19 years old. Now 34, she can still recall that energetic tomboy, skateboarding and playing bass in an all-boy band. And she remembers one day when her best friend came over with his learner's permit. He wanted to practice driving. So the two set out on winding roads in the Australian bush near where Lauren lived. They came to a turn, and Lauren's friend accelerated instead of braking.
We just lost control of the car. We were on a dirt road, and the car hit a tree. I had a lap seatbelt, and because of the seatbelt, I didn't have enough support to hold me back into the seat. So my torso actually went all the way down and all the way back up again, and that's what broke my back.
The brake paralyzed Lauren from the chest down. She was flown to Sydney by helicopter and spent 8 months in the hospital. When she came out, her world had changed.
You have to learn how to live again. I will go places and, you know, I'd be the only person in a wheelchair, and people would either sort of ignore you or sometimes they talk down to you. They don't mean to. They don't really know how to respond. You can feel just so separate.
Lauren says it was like she had lost her identity, like she was a different person. Over time, she gained some patchy sensation and movement in her legs, but she was tired of the constant fight with paraplegia.
Every time I decided I'm going to try and make progress, I would plateau, and then that would make me feel horrible about myself.
12 years after the crash, Lauren, then 31, still felt isolated and depressed. But that was about to change. She was at the mall one day when she came across a girl suspended from the ceiling, entwined in a large metal hoop.
Spinning, doing the splits, hanging upside down.
It was a demonstration of aerial acrobatics.
I'd never actually seen it before, and it was beautiful. And I thought, wow, if I could actually do that, I could probably do anything.
Something switched on in Lauren that day. The challenge fueled her. She couldn't walk, but she needed to soar. Lauren called every aerial acrobatic school she could find near her home in Australia. Each time she revealed that she was in a wheelchair, the conversation came to an end.
No one would take me. It's horrible to say, but you do get used to people saying, I'm sorry, we can't help you.
Then the phone rang. It was Tammy Zarb, who owned a local school.
And I said to her, oh, roll yourself in and we'll see what you've got.
The first step of aerial silk acrobatics, climbing a fabric that hangs from the ceiling, seemed impossible. But after months of struggling, Lauren tried gripping the silk with her thighs instead of her feet.
And the first time I did it, I just looked around and I'm like, oh my God, people have to see this. People have to witness that I'm actually doing this.
Everybody in the room almost fell over. They were like, oh my God, it's Lauren and she's up there.
Tammy remembers one particular day, 2 years after she and Lauren had met. She looked over at the far end of her studio and saw Lauren practicing alone.
It was almost like nobody could see her, just moving by herself. I think that was one of the most beautiful moments that I have seen. That's when I thought, yeah, she's definitely ready to perform and tell her side of the story.
Our next guest artist is one of those artists that I'm very, very proud.
Lauren has a gifted way of making the audience forget that her legs don't work because you're so taken in by it.
It's terrifying, you get really nervous. But as soon as you get out there, it disappears. Your mind is clear for those couple of minutes. Like you're daydreaming. Everyone claps. And you walk off and you feel amazing. Or you roll off.
All this hoisting, spinning, and stretching did something to Lauren outside the gym. She was in less pain and had more mobility.
If I need to reach something in a high shelf, I know that I can stand up for that short period of time to do it.
Lauren is now on her way to becoming a professional aerial performer. She knows that it was because of the kindness of one person that she was able to start over.
She just gave me the biggest opportunity of my life.
Tammy said yes when others turned away. You can see Lauren train and perform aerial acrobatics online at wbur.org/kindworld. And we want to hear about a kindness in your life. Email me at kindworld@wbur.org. Subscribe to Kind World on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Erica Lance. Thanks for listening.